Live from the Fort is made possible with support from the Skinny Pancake. Local food, craft beer, and live music in Burlington, Montpelier, and skinnypancake.com.
His fighting legs are just sticks in the wind. Watch him cheerlead for your love. Tightrope walk, the world strapped to my back. And know what strangers we've become. So march right out that door and find what you've been looking for. And tell me that you're done so I can let you go. You've gotta tell me that you're done so I can let you go. Let you go. Let you go, oh. Let you go, let you go. Let you go, let you go, oh. Let you go, let you go. And constellations will fall to the ground if these kites are not entwined. And all that's left will be and legs and our two souls made alive. So use your words as swords if I'm just bringing down your world. And tell me that you're done so I can let you go. You've gotta tell me that you're done, cause if you set fire to this town, I won't. Tell the world how you let me go, let me go. Let me go, let me go.
Started out playing the piano, like I said, at six, and then all the other instruments I kind of played came kind of naturally to me. I mean, not in like as an egomaniac, but just I had a natural affinity for like the drum set. I just sat on the kit and I kind of was like, oh, here's a beat, kick, snare, kick, kick, snare, and just sort of, you know, heard that the bass lined up with the kick, and then it's like, oh, here's how the bass goes, and you get a sense of you know, treble clef and bass clef when you're a piano player. So kind of all branches from that, and trumpet was my instrument at school at Berkeley, but I ended up having some like medical issues that prevented me from continuing the trumpet in a way that I felt like I could be competitive with a lot of the other students that were there, and quickly realized that songwriting was something I stood out in, and I got a scholarship at Berkeley for songwriting, and I got to perform at the Berkeley Performance Center, and it just seemed like it was clicking. You know, when I was playing in the trumpet department, there were some guys that were just like crushing it, and it was hard to go in classes with them and be like, all right, here's Justin's turn to take a solo, and it's like, wah, 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 you know, these guys are just like blowing these, squealing, and already at a handicap, so I retired from trumpet. But my parents are always like, you should play the trumpet, bring it to the show. And I'm like, I can't even make a sound out of it. I'm probably the only kid that graduated from Berklee with trumpet as their principal instrument that 8 years later can't make a sound out of their instrument.
Up in the morning, have a cup of coffee, just waiting for someone to love me. And I put on my work clothes, turn on the TV, just waiting for someone to love me. And I close both my eyes and I count to 10. Ready or not, I'll find where you're hiding, 'cause I'm growing so tired of waiting. And my job, it's so mindless, but keeps me busy while I'm waiting for someone to love me. Drive home in traffic, low on gasoline, just waiting for someone to love me. And I close both my eyes and I count to 10. Ready or not, I'll find where you're hiding, 'cause I'm growing so tired.
Have to be inspired to write. I can't just jump into a. I can't just jump into the keyboard saying I'm going to write a song that's going to be about this and it's going to be this long and the chorus is going to come after this many BPMs. It's got to. I sort of have to be drawn to it. And sometimes I'll go upstairs to the keyboard and I'll be kind of anxious or feeling like I've got to do something, and then I walk away from it because I don't want to force those things. I have been writing from, I feel like this new album that I'm working on is sort of my adult album. In the past, I felt I've had to pander to certain demographics based on like the management that I had been working with. And now I'm writing from a more genuine place and writing just for me, not necessarily for anybody else. And that's giving me the ability to write from other perspectives that are not just from mine and from, I think, some more adult point of views, which has been really great because I'm going to be 30 in September. So I shouldn't, focus on writing to teeny boppers for my entire life.
Colleen Compassion, Colleen Composed. I often wonder what Colleen knows. Though we've hardly spoke, she fixes what's broke. Colleen Compassion, Colleen Composed. And sometimes I think I should say hello. But something in me freezes and I don't. And she just goes. Colleen Composed. As the time passes, my love it grows. I want her so. Somehow I must show. Colleen Compassion, Colleen Composed. And I wish I knew. In every detail, all her highs and lows. But she just goes.